Thank you, Cameron. This talk of mine, or paper, is rooted in the setting of analysis, or grows out of that type of human experience. So as I go along, you can kind of keep that in the back of your mind, that the context for these remarks grows out of that type of human experience, which is a very special experience. I was given the assignment of speaking on energy and analysis by Ann Avery, and accepted it, but I must confess that I've, in my wrestling with this topic, I felt a bit like the Texas Aggie who was out in the field doing some work with some of his associates, a group of Aggies in the field, and a man at the sidelines was calling out to them, "Green side up, green side up." And someone else came along and asked him, "What are you saying to those men out in the field?" And he said, "Well, they're laying sod out there, and I'm telling them to put the green side up." And as I was working on this paper, I felt it constantly sort of twisting out of my grasp, and I had to keep reminding myself that I need to put the green side up, so to speak. But if you notice it kind of slipping out of the topic every now and then, you can appreciate my dilemma. In this age of ours, we could call it the age of energy consciousness, practically. We find ourselves sort of hunting energy sources in a way that's quite similar to the way the alchemists look for formulas for making gold. And if we follow this fantasy a bit, sort of the alchemical fantasy, we could even speak of vulgar energy and non-vulgar energy, the way the alchemists spoke of vulgar gold and non-vulgar gold. The vulgar gold was the actual physical material that some of the alchemists tried to produce in the course of their alchemical transformations. And the more sophisticated, psychologically adept alchemists were trying to produce something quite different from that, in Jung's view at least, not the vulgar gold, but what they called the non-vulgar gold, or our gold, which was an experience of the divine or the transpersonal, the center, the anima mundi. But following this analogy, speaking of vulgar energy and non-vulgar energy, using the Latin terms, we could call it vis vulgaris and vis non vulgaris, or vis nostra, our energy. And putting it into Texas terms, we could say there's the crude and the psychological. Now, the psychological wildcatters, Texas we call them wildcatters, the men who go out searching for energy sources. The psychological wildcatters of our day search and drill, so to speak, through many fields of religion, meditation, yoga, biofeedback, the psychotropic drugs, psychology, journeys to the East, many trips into this activity of looking for energy sources. And some of the psychological wildcatters have heard of this thing called the creative unconscious. And so they even come into analysis to do their drilling. Now, this expectation of analysis, that it is going to drill down into the creative unconscious and release vast sources of energy, is based on a fantasy of analysis that, in which it's imagined that analysis is a process of discovering great hidden sources of energy within the unconscious. And that this process of analysis will release these energy sources for creative living, or often more heroic living, more decisive living.